Paul, was he really that successful?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective evangelism called Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, you wrote in our newsletter recently that the Apostle Paul may have been the greatest missionary of all time, but it was the Apostle Peter who saw more conversions, though.
Well, in Acts chapter 17, Paul preached the message of the cross to the Greeks in Athens, and at first they all mocked him. You see, they had no understanding in their culture of the Creator God or of sin. Even back then, the Greeks believed in evolutionary ideas, and Paul had to teach them about the true history of the world and the origin of sin before they understood the gospel. Now, as a result of Paul explaining the gospel from the beginning in Genesis, well, some Greeks were converted. Because only a few of them trusted the Lord, though, some people think Paul wasn't that successful. After all, in Acts chapter 2, Peter saw thousands come to the Lord after he preached to the Jews. But Paul was very successful. You see, he was dealing with a totally different culture. It had absolutely no foundation for the Christian message. He was teaching outright pagans. Peter, on the other hand, was teaching people, the Jews, who already believed in the true God, and they knew what sin was. You know, what a lesson for us. Our own society today is more like the Greeks, so don't expect massive conversions as in generations past.
Some people won't even listen to the gospel because they think that dinosaurs somehow prove evolution to be true and Genesis to be wrong. Read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs at AnswersRadio.com.